Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. 75 degrees right now in Richland Center. Clear skies, but that smoke is still hanging around out there. They tell me that will improve a little bit tomorrow. Going to be another tough day with it today. In the news this morning, the 78th annual Cazenovia celebration will be held today through Sunday at Cazenovia Memorial Park. Activities begin this morning with a third annual Take Your Burger to Work Day from 11 o'clock until 1. Tonight, the Cazenovia Reds will face the Mazamani Mustangs in Home Talent League Baseball starting at 7:30, and Swing Crew will perform starting at 8:30. Tomorrow morning, a pancake breakfast will be served from 7:30 until 10 o'clock. The Tracy O. Jennings Memorial Scholarship 5K run and 1 mile walk will take place. A free kids fishing contest and a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Those all get underway at 8 o'clock. A grass volleyball tournament begins at 10 o'clock. Luck of the Draw Bags tournament will be held at noon, and Pasture Golf will start at 2 o'clock. In the evening, Gem City Sideshow takes the stage at 8 o'clock, and there will be fireworks at dusk. Sunday, the parade steps off at 11 o'clock. A flamingo race will be held at noon. A Kinshi pedal pull will be at 1 o'clock, and the Cazenovia Reds will take on Lodi in Home Talent League Baseball starting at 2 o'clock. The weekend also features free bounce houses, a scavenger hunt, raffle, food, and refreshments. Enjoy great fun and entertainment at the Cazenovia Celebration today through Sunday, Cazenovia Memorial Park. Boaz Fun Days will be held tonight through Sunday at Boaz Community Park. The event gets underway with the Boaz Lions Club Fish Fry at 4:30 today. Other activities will also be held this evening before music. Gene Nix is president of the Village of Boaz.
We changed things up a little bit this year. We do have a pool Friday night, and that's our American Mini Poolers, but we also have a newcomer singer, and I can't wait to hear him. It's Mark Zelinskik. I talked to him, and he does a great job. He brings a little of the soft rock music and country. So that's going to be entertainment starting at 9 o'clock Friday night, so it should be really good to hear him.
Tomorrow, there will be a full slate of activities starting at 7 o'clock with a great meal hosted by the Boaz Lions Club.
The Lions, they put on a pancake breakfast. Then after that, we go to the antique tractor pull. To me, I always say pull it off the field and pull it on the track. So that's basically what that's going to be. And then this year, Mickey Randall is actually putting on a cornhole tournament. So bring a partner and come there. Sign up is at noon on Saturday, and 1 o'clock starts the tournament. So that should be pretty exciting.
In the evening, Southwest Pullers gets underway at 6 o'clock. Donnie Rasek will also be performing, and fireworks will be shot off. Sunday morning features the Mill Creek Saddle Club and a delicious chicken barbecue. Both of those start at 11 o'clock. All weekend, there will be softball tournaments, face painting, bounce houses, a 50-50 raffle, and more during Boaz Fun Days tonight through Sunday at Boaz Community Park. Please, no carry-ins at this event. In a Thursday press release, Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reported Friday, July 10th at approximately 1:30 p.m., emergency services responded to a fatal two-vehicle collision on State Highway 35 in the town of Bergen near Stoddard. Preliminary investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office indicates that 48-year-old Aaron J. Malin of rural Genoa was traveling north in a 2010 Mazda 3 when he turned onto the highway from Mohawk Valley Road and crossed the center line. His vehicle struck a southbound 2018 GMC Yukon operated by 45-year-old Adam John Sutter of Prairie du Chien. Both drivers were extricated from their vehicles by the Stoddard Bergen Fire Department and transported to Amplify Health in La Crosse with injuries. A passenger in the Yukon was reported uninjured. Tragically, Aaron Malin succumbed to his injuries and passed away at the hospital on the evening of Saturday, July 11th. Adam Sutter was treated for his injuries and subsequently released. Numerous agencies provided assistance at the scene, including the Vernon and La Crosse County Sheriff's Offices, the Genoa and Shelby Fire Departments, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance, with specialized support from the Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit. Sheriff Roy Torgerson expressed gratitude to the first responders and construction crews who assisted the traffic redirection during the 5.5-hour highway closure. The incident remains under investigation by the Sheriff's Office and County Coroner Betty Nye. The Village of Spring Green will hold a Village Board meeting Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. The meeting will take place at the Spring Green Village office. Community members have the option to attend the proceedings in person or participate virtually through the provided digital link. The agenda features several significant items for consideration, beginning with a consent agenda for routine matters such as the financial report and operator licenses. Under old business, the board will discuss and potentially take action on an update regarding the abatement of the property at 433 West Madison Street. New business items include a resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of up to $3,050,154 in Water System Revenue Bonds Series 2026 and the approval of the related financial assistance agreement. Additionally, the board will address land acquisition matters for the WISDOT U.S. Highway 14 construction project and consider amendments to Section 3.10.02 of the SR1 Village Special Design Review District overlay. The American Red Cross has declared an emergency blood shortage following a nearly 25% decline in the blood supply throughout June. This critical situation is exacerbated by a growing gap between current supply and patient needs, as Red Cross distributions to hospitals are currently running nearly 3,500 units higher per week than expected. This shortfall comes during the height of trauma season, when hospitals typically experience increased demand for blood products. The shortage is particularly severe for platelets, as well as O positive and B negative blood types. There is a Red Cross blood drive in the area today from 8 a.m. until noon at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. You can book a time to give blood using the Red Cross blood donor app or simply walk in. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the state is not seeing a major outbreak of an intestinal infection widely linked to the phrase explosive diarrhea. Dr. Kim Zelton with DHS says the state has seen just 61 cases of cyclosporiasis, with all but 11 linked to international travel. Roughly 4,300 people nationwide have contracted cyclosporiasis, which can cause severe gastrointestinal illness. Health experts are urging Wisconsinites to take precautions as wildfire smoke continues to impact air quality across the state. UW Health lung specialist Dr. Vivek, I'm going to try this one, Balasubramanian, says people with asthma, COPD, emphysema, children, and older adults are most vulnerable to smoke-related health effects. He recommends limiting time outdoors and avoiding strenuous activity when air quality is poor. If you must be outside for an extended period, an N95 mask can help reduce exposure to harmful fine particles. And a Monroe County man will spend 50 years in prison after pleading guilty to sex assaults from more than 25 years ago. John E. W. Carter already had been sentenced to 25 years in 2023 for the kidnapping and sexual assault of a teenager in Outagamie County, committed in February of 2000. A judge in Rock County tacked on another 25 years on Wednesday for a similar attack that the now 57-year-old Carter carried out in December of 1999. The Rock County District Attorney's Office says both victims were ambushed in the parking lots of shopping malls and forced into sex acts at gunpoint. The victims reported the crimes to local police, but DNA evidence submitted to databases did not produce any matches until 2021.